We'll take it at the end because I enjoy that. Thank you. Kids, come down the front.
She's going to be in my class, Mr. Franklin's daughter.
Oh, I got something to show y'all. All right. Now, the outline has blanks today, so remember, you got to fill them in correctly. It's real simple. You're only getting three blanks to fill in, but I have some gifts in the back, so you be sure and do that. I did something yesterday that was a lot of fun. Really wasn't planning on being there all day long, but we went to an auction.
Yeah, this
really
got me in Georgia.
Yeah, got you a chicken feeder water glass. Yeah, we went there, and I mean, you know where the new bank is out there on the outside of town? Right across the street, there's this red building, and I've been in there before, and it's an antique store. And the owner passed away, and I don't know when. I've met him before, but they had this thing called an auction. And what they do at this auction, they take all the contents. I mean, there were three, four, five, six tables outside just full of treasures, not junk, treasures. And then the whole building was full of treasures. And they didn't even get rid of all the treasure, but what an estate sale is, when someone dies, they have, for no better word, all their junk. And so, here's, I kind of Googled today to try, you know, I wanted to know what is an estate sale. And this was so funny when I read it because it said an estate sale is held to do a couple things. One, the survivors have no interest in the personal belongings of the person who died. Like when I die, my kids have already told me they don't want any of my stuff. And it kind of hurts my feelings because I got some good stuff. And I have more good stuff now than I did last week. Right, Julie? The other reason is they have the sale because these survivors have a lack of space to keep the stuff. Which I would tell you, I think his name was Dobbins? Dotson. He had a lot of stuff, and you'd have to have a big barn. But I want to show you one of my treasures. I mean, we have a lot of treasures. I just thought we were going to go get one or two things. But anyway, look at this. This is an antique snack set. Okay? You say, what is a snack set? Well, I guess if you were at my house, we would have snacks, and this would be your snack tray. I guess we'd put some crackers and cheese. I'm just making this up if you can't tell. We'd have tea in our house. We don't drink Cokes. We'd have tea and snacks. You know what I'm talking about? No, I don't either. Miss Julie said she liked this stuff. But anyway, I looked at the price on this, and it had down $40. And I was thinking, she better not have spent $40. The truth is, they gave us this box and another box full of treasures for $10, $5. See there, we made money by buying that stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to start giving treasures away for children's sermons. I've got so many of them. But guys, here's what I want you to remember. They're in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes. One of the things the writer talks about is how crazy it is that we collect all this stuff and it says that when we die, someone else gets it. And you know what? It's not worth near as much now as it was when the gentleman bought it. And I think we sometimes get into our minds that the most important thing in life is stuff. But let me tell you what. I hope more than anything else when I die someday, because see, I'm going to die just like he did. And so are you and everybody else. I hope one of the things people will remember is me and my love for Jesus, my love for them, and not just my stuff. Life is more than stuff. Okay? And so live for Jesus, learn about Jesus, and it will make all the difference in the world. Okay? Let's pray. All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you love us and that all of this stuff that we have in this world is temporary. And I'm so thankful that you are not temporary and that when I die physically, I'm still alive because of you. I thank you for these kids. May they have a good week of obeying their parents and teachers. In Jesus' name.